Rafa Janguita. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just turn so we don't have our back to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Maybe just turn a little bit. This is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Bhajan Gita. And Ajastra Smara Smara Re, one should always remember, just always remember, the great devotees of the Lord. Rahuganai Tattapasa Nayati Nachejaya Nirvapanad Grihadva Tachandasad Jagni Jalagni Surya Rajo Vijayakam, that by taking the dust from the feet of a Mahatma, a great devotee, one can advance in devotional service, otherwise not. There's no entrance into the process of bhakti yoga or to please the Lord other than to please the devotee of the Lord. This is the sum and substance of the entire process of devotional service. No one can independently approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Adi Purana, Krishna says to Arjuna, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he's the devotee of my devotee is my devotee. And in the verse I just quoted, the prayer from the Srimad Bhagavatam says that by performing one's ashram duties perfectly as a grihastha or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, one cannot become perfect. By performing all kinds of sacrifices, one cannot become perfect. By visiting holy places, one cannot become perfect. But by taking an abhishek of the raj or the dust from the feet of a perfect devotee, then one can become elevated in Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, elaborates this point that only by taking the dust from the feet of a devotee, which means that tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. There must be a feeling of submission, because the cause of going on in the cycle of birth and death in this material world is one's separatist nature, thinking that I'm separate from the Lord and that I'm independent. Nobody's independent. Everyone's fully dependent at every moment, but I've declared independence, even in the face of being crushed by the material nature. So when one becomes fortunate and submits to the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can advance by approaching a devotee of the Lord in pratena, pratipatena, which means in submission, offering oneself, one's head at the feet of a devotee, which means to follow the instructions. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena, and to ask relevant questions for the sake of advancing in devotional service. And rendering service, these three things, submission, questions, and service to a Vaishnav. And so we've come here today to this very holy place, a place of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, whose Samadhi is here. And he was a perfected soul whom Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted as his Shiksha Guru and called Sarvabhauma, the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. Therefore, we say in his pranam prayers, Gauravir Vabha Bhume Stvam Nirdesta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. That's Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was known as the preeminent Vaishnav of the time, both in Vrindavan Dham and in Navadvip Dham. He spent 6 months of the year here in Navadvip and the other 6 months in Vrindavan Dham. Good program if you can get on that circuit. And he was revered by all the Vaishnavs at the time to be a 100% pure devotee of the Lord. Vaishnavas, one cannot understand the mind of a Vaishnav. Vaishnavas are they have dual citizenship. Although they may be walking in this world, they are also simultaneously in the spiritual world in their relationship with Krishna. Therefore, in the famous Bhagavatam verse, which was taught by Ishwarapuri to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya jatana rago chitta chuta ucha. Asatyato rautiti rauti gayatin unmadavan rittiti lokabhayaha. That a pure devotee, one whose heart is melted in ecstasy from associating with the holy name, chanting the holy names, the name becomes very dear to him, and then his heart melts, druta chitta. And the acharyas say that this is the melting. It's like a river of rose apple juice. Yes. It flows like rose apple juice. So Burijan Prabhu had said at one time that if you approach a person who has love for Krishna in his or her heart and you act in such a way as to melt their heart. In other words, through your service, your submission, through your questions, with no motivation, simply to serve them, take their association, then what's in their heart, it flows out to you. That's the system for acquiring knowledge. Of course, if we go with some motive, if anybody approaches you with a motive, if you want the knowledge so that you can become powerful, because knowledge is power. And I'm approaching because I want to become known as a learned person or something like that. An advanced person may give knowledge, but they won't give you the guhyam. Guhyam akyati prichati means what's really hidden in the heart, the pure love for Krishna. So also the verse says that lokabhayaha, the pure devotee of the Lord is not aware always of the external world, meaning that pure devotee may dance or sing or cry in public or do other things which are outside the social norm. And the pure devotee, like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, sometimes people who didn't know the exalted nature of a Vaishnav might mistake him and not understand his nature. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other great exalted souls could understand through hearing from him and through Shastra that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was on the topmost platform. Sarvabhute shuna paschet bhagavan bhavamatmanaha bhutani bhagavatyatmani esha bhagavatotamaha. The highest level of devotee, the Uttama Bhagavat, sees everything. Sarvabhuteshu ya paschet. He sees everything in relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is always ready to engage everything in his service. Once in Vrindavan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj had begged a roti, a chapati, from a street sweeper. Now, of course, in the Indian society, there's a very keen interest in where you get your food and who you associate with. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the most part, was careful to take his meals in the house of Vaishnav Brahmins for the sake of social etiquette. A street sweeper is considered to be untouchable. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj had begged one roti, and he had taken that roti, and then there was some talk around Vrindavan that you are, and some of his followers came to him and said, you're the most respected Vaishnava, but now people are talking about you. That how can you go against this social norm to take food from such an untouchable person? And he said, this sweeper in the Dham is constantly in touch with the holy dust of Vrindavan, more than anybody else. It's constantly on his head and on all over his body. So wouldn't he be the most pure person here? And they were all silent. They didn't know what to say after that. But they acquiesced. They accepted. And also it is said that Babaji Maharaj had a disciple named Bihari. And of course, you may or may not know that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj lived to be 144 years old. Recently, there was a sadhu in Vrindavan. I remember he may have passed about 10 years ago, but he lived up by Sanatana Goswami's well in a little bhajan kutir. And you could go up there. People would just come by all day long and get a blessing from him. But he was well over 100 years, and he would sit in there chanting all day. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj lived to be 144 years old. Wow. And one of his servants, he had many disciples. One of his chief disciples, Bihari Das, who watched out for him, saw one day that some puppies had come and were eating off his plate while he was taking some prasad meal. And the puppies were also, you know, enjoying it. And so Bihari came and shooed the puppies away. He said, "Tkeke." And Babaji Maharaj refused to eat until he brought them back. He said, "They're dambasis. These are advanced souls. I won't eat until they eat." This is the mood of the extremely advanced devotee. Even we saw Shivananda Sen on the way to Jagannath Puri from Navadvip had allowed a dog to join the party. All the devotees were on the road going to Vrindavan, and he invited the dog to join, or the dog invited himself, but Shivananda Sen accepted him. On one morning walk lecture, you can hear Prabhupada on a morning walk. Oftentimes when dogs would come and try to interrupt the morning walk, they would bark and Prabhupada would say, "Hut!" And he knew this art of making them run away. And so some of the devotees noticed this, and they picked that up. And on one morning walk, a dog was coming close, and some of the devotees were saying, "Hut, hut!" And Prabhupada said, no, he wants to join the Vaishnavas. Let him join. he wants to be part of the group. So in the process of devotional service, we hook on to the line of pure devotees and render service in that line. And by that, Prabhupada said, it's like a copper wire. Wherever you touch it, when it's connected to the electrical output, then the electricity comes through and you can take the current. So we are going to all these holy places, especially those dedicated to the pure devotees in our line, in our shiksha line. We have both shiksha and diksha in our line. And we come here to remember them. If we remember these pure devotees and their dedication to their practice of devotional service, like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he would offer 1,108 obeisances to his deity after chanting all night long. And then the next regulation was to offer 1,108 dandavat obeisances. Of course, when he got into his older age, he was invalid, and it is said that his eyes his eyelids were so droopy that they hung like curtains over his eyes. And so when he was doing his puja, his disciples would have to hold his eyelids up so he could offer tulsi to his Govardhan Shila. And Bihari Prabhu would carry Maharaj around in a basket wherever he would go. But it said whenever the kirtan started, he would become very lively. Even though his body was shaped like a bow, he was so old, he had this curvature of the spine. And he was blind at a certain point. Another pastime was that people used to come and give rupees, a donation to the sadhu. Rupee went a long way back then. It even went a long way back in the 1970s, I remember. Nowadays, it's like you can have this many and get a rickshaw. But back then, people would come and they'd give all these rupees, and Bihari Prabhu would collect them all and put them in a bag for Babaji Maharaj. And one day, Babaji Maharaj said, okay, let's see how much we have. Let's count it up. I want to spend it all. And so Bihari Prabhu counted all up all the rupees, and he handed them over to Maharaj, pushed them over. But he had held back about 12 rupees. And although Babaji Maharaj was blind, he sensed that he had held back something. He said, where's the other rupees? And Bihari Lal smilingly pushed them back. And they'd say, we have 200 rupees, Maharaj, which was a lot of money. He had collected over some time. It's 200 rupees in a bag. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, then now, go out and buy rasgullas and distribute to all the cows in Navadvip. Rasgulla is a Bengali sweet.
It's yesterday.
Oh, you had that yesterday?
Yes.
The white sweet, very spongy. Cows like them. And so he said, feed all the cows. And his instructions to his disciples were very... He would warn them about associating with worldly-minded people, those interested in association with materially-minded people, to be very careful to avoid their association, and to constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. Remember the other two? We'll recall those later. So we're going to sing a bhajan, which is about remembering the great souls like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And this song, especially in the fourth stanza, you'll see Ajasra Smara Smarare. Oh, remember, just always remember these great devotees and the pastimes of the Lord, because by remembering them, we become purified. Just by remembering the names of such Vaishnavas as Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, we become purified and elevated in our practice of devotional service. Bhajare, bhajare ama, mamati manda. Bhajare, bhajare ama, mama ati manda. Kartalas? Who else is playing Kartals? Bhajan vina gati nahi. Bhajan bina gati nahi re. Bhaja braja bane Radha Krishna Sharana Ravinda. Bhaja braja bane Bhaja Bhajabane Radha Krishna Charanaravinda. Jnana Karma Parihare, Jnana Karma Parihare, Bhaja Braja Bani Radha Krishna. Bhaja Gaura Gada Dhara Dvaita Guru Nityananda. Bhaja Bhaja Gaura Gada Dhara Dvaita Guru Nityananda. Bhaja Gaura Krishna Abhida Jainere Guru Krishna Prishta Jainere Smara Srinivas Haridas Murari Mukunda. Smara Smara Srinivas Haridas Murari Mukunda. Smara Gaura Premi Smara Smara Re Smara Srinivas Haridase Smara Srinivas Hari Smara Rupa Sanatana Jiva Raghunatha Dvandva. Smara Rupa Sanatana Jiva Raghunatha Dvandva. Smara Krishna Bhajan Jari Korde Re Rupa Sanatane Smara Smara Raghava Gopalabhata Swarup Ramananda. Smara Smara Raghava Gopalabhata Swarup Ramananda. Krishna Premi Jari Chaore Swarup Ramanande Smara Smara Goshti Saha Karnapura Sen Shivananda. Smara Smara Goshti Saha Karnapura Sen Shivananda. Smara Vajasra Smara Smara Re Vajasra Smara Smara Re Goshti Saha Karnapure Smara Rupanuga Sadhu Jana Bhajanananda Smara. Smara Rupanuga Sadhu Jana. Bhajanananda. Baje bashari chaore, arupa nuga sadhu smara, ajastra smara smara re, ajastra smara smara re. Ajastra smara smara re. Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jai Vaishnav Thakur. Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur. Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai. Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai. Hey Radha Ramana Hari. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Hey Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Hey Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Govinda Jai Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Tai Go Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaur Premanande Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Siddha Mahatma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Shri Navadvip Dham Ki Shri Vraja Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Shri Harinam Mahamantra Ki Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Shri Tai Shri Nitai Gaur Chandra Ki Go Premanande Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Now I just remembered, Rajasra Smara Smara Ray, what the other instruction that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj gave to his disciples was that steadiness is all important. He said you should, at all costs, you should remain steady in devotional service. He said even at the cost of your own life, you should remain steady in devotional service. That's an instruction that if you take it to heart and meditate on that one instruction from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, you can accept things favorable, reject things unfavorable, whatever you have to do, but stay alive and stay steady in devotional service because this is the formula for success. Undoubtedly, obstacles will bear their heads in one's life without doubt, maybe minute to minute, and there will be crises also in one's life. And it is our solemn duty, or at least the duty of those who want to inherit the kingdom of God, to tolerate those comings and goings of reversal of fortune, whether it's
a crisis or whether it's a windfall in my favor that I have to tolerate and stay steady in my devotional practice one way or the other, even at the cost of my life. This should be the mood of the devotee. And in fact, in the commentary of the verse, Evam Vratasva Priyanama Kirtya, the acharyas have said that some devotees show ecstatic symptoms when their hearts melt from chanting the holy names, and others don't. So, and also, somebody can also fake external symptoms as well. Some people do. I've seen at Govardhan Hill, there was one man who used to ride around on his bicycle all day long, weeping. I had no way of verifying his lifestyle, but one way that the Shastra and the Acharyas say that you can verify if someone is actually advanced and on that level is their steadiness. They show up all the time. They're always there. Over a lifetime, you see that no matter what happens to them, they keep doing their service. We have such... We've observed such kind of service in devotees, even in ISKCON. I've seen in Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu in Vrindavan, in Chicago. He was very steady in his service, always showed up for his cooking duties, did whatever was needed of him. He was actually the first one to, because he wasn't very good at book distribution, back in about 1973, they asked him to go out and get arrested for the sake of starting the court case against the airports. That was his service. You go get arrested. We're going to sacrifice you. And he, without hesitation, he went out and did it. And then he moved to Vrindavan. Decades. Yeah, and then he said, I wasn't even good at that. It took me three times to get arrested. I tried. I couldn't even do that right. Very humble devotee, and now he lives in a little tiny room behind Krishna Balaram Mandir. Before that, he lived underneath the kitchen in a little cave-like place. But I always like to go there and spend time with him. If he's not cooking the Rajbhog offering, then he's there hearing and chanting in his room. And he can't physically, he doesn't have a lot of vigor, but the Shakti pours from his eyes. And he always comes up to me at Mangal Arati, and he'll come up to my side and he'll say, one should chant and dance like a madman in the kirtan, or other such things. He's known for his pithy short sayings. In any case, you could see from the steadiness of a devotee over their lifetime how they're actually dedicated. What is the situation of their heart? They're not whimsical. Not one day I'll do my service, another day I don't feel like it. But a devotee is anchored to their service. And as my good friend Suradas has always said, your seva will save you. And if you can get some service in the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're most fortunate indeed. In fact, the service that all of you are doing to spread the Sankirtan movement directly connects you with the great souls like Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. We come here to become reinvigorated and inspired to see the kind of souls we're serving. And by continuing to serve them in some practical way, by applying our life skills, whatever they may be, one may be an attorney, have skills at legal skills, or someone else might be a cook or a pujari or a photographer, whatever you can use in the service of Krishna to help expand the Sankirtan movement. It puts you in the line of great souls. And Shushru Shau Shadadhana Sya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Seveya Biprapunya Tirtana Shevanat. By serving the great souls, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. In other words, by this menial service, one doesn't have to be a great Mahatma. But if one serves a great Mahatma with whatever ability one has, one will be favored by the Mahatma. And that's what it takes to advance in Krishna consciousness, to get the favorable glance of a great soul or one who's serving a great soul. Even this, Prabhupada mentions in one lecture that one must become the servant Servants, servants, servant, a million times removed. He said, this is liberation. Become the servants, servants, servant, servant, a million times removed. In other words, our process of service is that we serve the servant of the servant of the servant. In a very humble way, we take a practical role, a way to apply bhakti through real service to push on the Sankirtan movement. And we do the needful in serving the servant of the servant of the servant. And in that way, we become actually connected to Krishna. And Bejare Muneo Tagre Bhagavantamad Hok Sajam Satvam Shunam Shemaya Kalpanteyin Utaniha. Suta Goswami tells the sages at Naimasaranya that previously all the great souls worship Lord Vishnu because he's beyond material nature. He's beyond this world. He's outside the system altogether. And they would attain the highest benefit. And anyone who follows those sages, the same method they did, they follow in the footsteps of the great souls, that those persons, even if they're not great souls themselves, they become eligible for the same result. That's a good deal. We will take it. So here, we're here to take that deal and offer ourselves to the great Siddha Mahatma, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. This place is a very nice temple too. If you come here in the evenings, there's a beautiful congregation that come here and they do bhajans and have talks. And you see that this is the process everywhere. This hearing and chanting in the association of devotees is the highly recommended process. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma said, Stane stita shudhikatam tanavan mano abhir. Stay in your position. Whatever you're doing, you can keep doing, but now be in the association of great souls and hear and chant. And from that, your heart will change. Everything will change from that. And the devotees in the congregation from this temple, they come here, they have beautiful kirtan. If you go to the Radharaman temple in Vrindavan, you'll see someone will sit down on the seat and speak about Bhagavatam, and then they'll have a bhajan, and then they'll and devotees, the local devotees who come there and sit down and listen, they're simply absorbed. And just all you have to do is be there. That's part of the success in any endeavor. You just have to be there. You have to show up. That's certainly true in school. If you just show up and sit in the front row and you look at the teacher in the eye, even if you're a dummy, the whole semester, she'll think, this guy's pretty smart, even though he didn't do too well on the exam, I'm going to pass him, or I'll give him an A. He listened. I've experienced it personally. Because when I went back to school, I realized that I had unusual listening skills that other students didn't have. And the teachers would immediately notice, this guy's really into this, And so, In devotional service, satam prasangam mama virya sambido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha taj joshana rashu apavargavartmani shadaratir bhaktir anukramishyati. There's a step-by-step way that we advance in devotional service, and it comes about by sitting down in the association of devotees. And what do? Devotees, they're tushanti cha ramanti cha. How does the verse begin? Machita magata prana bodayanta parashparam. They're always talking, hearing and chanting about Krishna from the Bhagavatam, from the Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. These topics are always flowing because they're nectarian. In the material world, the topics are all dry. They've all been talked about and concluded, and now everyone's rehashing them over and over again. But the topics of the spiritual world are ever fresh. And Kaviraj Goswami says that in the material world, people's tongues are like a desert. They're dry, dry, dry. Because all the katha is simply about mundane topics. So he says, let the nectarian pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna flow like a refreshing river over my desert-like tongue and over the desert-like tongues of all the people. And if you sit in the assembly of those who have a taste for hearing these things, even if you don't have a taste, if you can just sit there and listen, and even if you don't understand it, If you understand even 1% of it, or none of it, but if you can just appreciate it, appreciate. Grinanti, just appreciate that there's something going on here that's different. Even that much, if someone sits in that association, satam prasangam mama viryasam bido bhavanti hrit karna rasayanakata, the heart will change. And Krishna's there in the heart, he'll enliven the soul and bring him to scientific knowledge. Even if someone's illiterate, they'll come to the position of knowledge, the platform of real knowledge, of understanding their constitutional position. Jeev Krishna dash abhi shwash kole tor or tukonai. And then one becomes free from distress, free from all the miseries of the material world. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. The mind becomes happy. Bhagavad tattva vijnanam. And one understands for certain, one knows directly. Just like when the sun comes up, no one has to come and tell you. The sun's up. You see it for yourself. Jnanena tatadagnanam. Yesham nashitam atmanaha. Tesham aditya vajjnanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Lucky we're chanting the fifth chapter every day, right? This verse Krishna says, although the soul's in ignorance, swimming in ignorance in the material world and suffering because of it, doesn't have to. He can come to knowledge. He can elevate himself through knowledge and practice. And then jnanena tatadagnanam. Yesham nashitam atmanaha. Then that nescience which holds us down is destroyed. Just like when the sun comes up. Then all the darkness is dissipated and one can see one's path clearly. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that before you actually see Krishna, you see the devotee. He said, just like before you see the sun, you see the sun rays. So when you see a pure devotee, you know you're going to next see the Krishna. That's how you know you're going to see Krishna. Sometimes people say, have you seen Krishna? It's like, no, but I've seen a pure devotee. That means I know I'm about to see Krishna. Because it means that the sun is rising in your life when you meet a pure devotee. And if you can serve a pure devotee, even if you don't know anything about anything, if you have that sentiment in your heart that I'm going to serve this person, I'm going to serve the servant of this person, or I'm going to serve the servant of the servant of this person, or I'm going to serve the servant of the servant, 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 servants a million times removed this person, then you've got a chip in the big game, as they say. When a chip in the big game comes from having some seva to the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav seva. So to be steady in devotional service means to find that service to the great souls in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It means there's a lot to be done. It's a big world and it's falling apart all over the place. I mean, it's being held together by little strings and wires. The whole economic system around the world. Like, let's maybe try a little more over. Tie a wire over on that side. Maybe it'll hold together. Yeah, but what about Germany? They're about to collapse. And that may be circumstantial, but the whole material world's like that at every second. Our body's like that. It's amazing that it even functions at all. Process of homeostasis. There's so many organs functioning all the time. So they have to coordinate themselves and know what they're all doing at the same time. Anytime the heart can stop, the liver can stop, anything. The brain can just stop working. Who says it's going to work every day? I wake up and say, of course it works. So why does it work? I have no idea. So it's all being held together in a tenuous fashion. But we have an opportunity to serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help the world and the people in it who are just hanging on by one little thread. By giving them the holy name of Krishna, which is the only real thing in this world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is the place to hold on. Everyone wants a place to hold on. That's it. Hold on to the holy name and hold on to Vaishnav Seva. So we come here to worship the lotus feet of this greatest of souls, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who is part of our lineage. We're proud to be in this line of pure Vaishnavas who have no motive whatsoever except to serve the lotus feet of their gurus and of Krishna. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Siddha Mahatma. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Go Premanande Arimo. And now...
Yeah, we have an announcement.
Hare Krishna. So next we're going to which place? Can you tell us?
Vishnupriya.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still the plan. Okay. Vishnupriya's place, Rameshwar. Please board the same rickshaws that you came on. And nobody pays the rickshaw drivers. We'll pay everybody at the end. We means me and Mukherjee. Okay? Those who are not part of the ISV group, you can at the end give the money to us, or we'll be there and we'll just hand it's 100 rupees to the rickshaw drivers. Okay? So we'll go there and we'll be back at Jagat by 1 o'clock latest. So please proceed speedily to your own rickshaw.
Thank you.
Carry.
Yeah.
Carry.
We'll keep it.
Thank you.
If you have the place. What's that?
Thanks, yeah. Do you mind riding the bus? Because my wife's.
Okay. I happen to meet the Mardanga maker outside of here.
Oh, really?
And I told him to have him ready by Monday. He said, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Chanting up Gayatri and breaking fast over there.